there is breaking news, and we want to get right to our ABC correspondent. I'm your host today, Patty Vasquez. I'm filling in for John Williams, who will be back later in the week. There is breaking news from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has said that Iran nuclear deal is based on lies, and they have the proof. I want to go to Jordana Miller from ABC in the Middle East. I want to find out what's going on. This seems like a pretty big story right now, Jordana.
This is such a stunning story. Here people are saying they're calling it the Mossad bombshell. Mossad, of course, is Israel's renowned spy agency. Netanyahu revealing tonight that Israel has obtained 100,000 documents, top secret Iranian documents, what he says details years of Iran's nuclear weapons program. And he did a real a show and tell for reporters today at the IDF headquarters in Tel Aviv, putting up slides that he said showed incriminating blueprints, diagrams of nuclear warheads, of the Fardo Center, which was the underground nuclear center, as well as nuclear core development. I mean, he went through a number of documents and said this is proof that the Iranians have been lying for years and that they continue to lie. And he said one conclusion, in his estimation, was that the nuclear Iran deal is based on lies and therefore worthless.
What is, what do you think is going to be, first of all, I guess, the reaction from Iran that Israel was sending spies in and collecting this information?
Right. Well, I mean, one of the big questions is how they got all of this information out. It's 150 CDs and then all of apparently half a ton of documents, how they got them out under the noses of the Iranians. We have not heard from Iran yet. They're not responding, but it's interesting that the prime minister chose to give this press conference in English. Clearly, he is trying to speak to not only the American administration, but to the Europeans who keep pressing the president to keep stay in this Iranian nuclear deal. Certainly his words will echo in the capitals of Europe tonight, a big shock. It's likely that the president, we know that the president saw some of this incriminating information already, because the prime minister said that during his presentation. And then we're hearing already some response from the president saying, the Netanyahu has it right. And what we see is unacceptable from Iran.
That's right. President Trump has already announced, see, I told you I was 100% right on this. And do you think there is a way to please President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu so they avoid ripping up the entire deal, the Iran deal?
That's a great question, and I don't have the answer. But it seems that U.S. officials have been indicating that the president will simply withdraw from the whole agreement if it can't be significantly changed. And what we're hearing from European officials, even Macron, the French president, who recently met with the president in the White House, he came out of that meeting saying that he believes that President Trump will withdraw from the deal. So it's unclear, but it seems that if the president pulls out, seems the deal will collapse. And the Iranians are saying they're going to pull out if the Americans pull out.
And there are people who are concerned that this could lead to, this really could be the worst war the Middle East has ever seen. If it reaches a certain level of everyone taking their toys and going home, I guess.
Right. Well, that's the real concern. That's the looming question. Are we headed towards a war here in the Middle East? And I can tell you that just a few minutes ago, the Israeli Knesset, the Israeli parliament, just passed a law that enables the prime minister to actually, start and conduct a war without the approval of all the lawmakers. He can do it now with a much smaller number of lawmakers on his side, including the defense minister. That here is being seen as a warning in some sense that the prime minister is keeping some kind of emergency warpath open to him should he need to take it. And that should be concerning to everybody.
And this missile attack in Syria, Iran has denied that people died in the attack. But this is something where Israel has said that if they feel that Syria is any activity by Iran in Syria is a threat, that they will counter that, haven't they?
That's right. The prime minister over the last number of months has said he has a new red line in Syria, and that is any Iranian military establishments in Syria will be, if they are used against Israel in any way, Israel will reserve the right to go after them and take them out. And that's what we've seen over the last number of months. I mean, Israel openly claimed one attack, but there were several others. And the one last night, which is also attributed to Israel, seems to tick off all the boxes that would, characterize it as an Israeli strike. First, there were Iranian military killed. The Iranians were denying it, but there are multiple reports from the ground that Iranians were killed. And apparently weapons caches, weapon depots were hit. And one proof of that is the fact that the explosions were so large, they actually triggered small earthquakes, which is a sign that likely there were secondary and tertiary explosions that went off from the original blast.
Wow. It's an incredible news day, and I thank you so much for joining us. Again, we've been talking to Jordana Miller. She is the ABC News Jerusalem correspondent. Thank you so much. I know that you've got a lot of work to do, a lot more to catch up on. You have I don't know, what time is it there? It's evening.
Evening.
Yes, have a good evening, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks so much.